Welcome back, and joining me for a look at the day's market action is Makwe Masilela from Makwe Fund Managers and Martin Smith from Anchor Capital. Gents, thanks so much for your time today. So let's start globally first. We have seen optimism fading somewhat. So Martin, let's start off with you. What did you make of the trading day that was?
Yeah, so I mean, the States was up obviously coming into today, and I think sentiment was a little bit kind of weighed down by what we saw out of Alibaba. Those numbers a little weaker than expected. And I think while markets can continue to melt higher and tailwinds are there, I think there's a little bit of risk of sentiment starting to creep in. I mean, you see COVID numbers on the rise. Austria have gone into lockdown now as well. So there's a little bit of kind of risk of creeping in from a global perspective, even though music keeps playing, things keep melting higher. Locally, I think we're still digesting those MPC numbers. And I think there's also a bit of profit taking. I mean, our local market has been on an absolute tear in the last couple of weeks. So I think there's just a little bit of profit taking, even though there's some good numbers out today. I think people just want to lock in some of the profits they've made.
Makwe, Martin highlighting there that our market to a large extent still digesting that interest rate decision that we saw come through yesterday. Your assessment of that move, given that the market was expecting the hike, economists were hoping that the hike wouldn't come through. Where have you sat on this one? How do you see that playing out? Did we see the right move from the Reserve Bank here?
I don't think it was a right move, you know. I mean, for simple reasons. I mean, here we are, you've got today the European Central Bank, you know, president saying they don't see rate hikes happening next year. You know, it's unlikely because that will choke the economy. You get Japan also passing almost a 590 billion stimulus package because of the struggling economy, and they'll be giving some of the cash to the families and small businesses. And then here we are, I think just 10 minutes back or so, we just got a bid and having that 1.75 trillion, you know, stimulus package, I mean, getting to be passed through that bill, it just managed to go through. My point here is global economies are struggling, not to mention the local economy. We know that things have not been looking okay. You look at all company reports, you know, companies still complain about COVID, let alone the unrest, let alone the high unemployment. So yes, I think maybe they should have been playing it better, but instead of hiking, but caution us, you know, because you can still manage us, you know, by just telling us, just guys, be careful, it's coming soon, but not by actually taking the decision. So I hope, you know, it doesn't come back to buy them to realize that, you know what, it was just too quick. And everyone is also complaining about the fourth wave. Austria, as Martin just mentioned, you know, they're on a full national lockdown, Germany as well. So my point is, I don't think the world economy is where it's supposed to be, let alone the local economy. So, but anyway, hopefully maybe this is the first and the last. Maybe they will hold for a long time to come. Then probably we can live with that.
Martin, your view on that, are you happy that they perhaps have started it slowly so that further down the line we don't get this huge hike and, you know, people are surprised by that and perhaps the economic fallout from that? Or are you siding with Makwe here that it was a good, wasn't a good move at all and rates should perhaps have been kept on hold?
I am in agreement. So I think these points are very well made. I think we're facing quite a lot of headwinds from a GDP perspective. Consumer might come under pressure. You might have another lockdown, another kind of wave come through. So we're in a bit of a tight spot. So I would have liked to have seen them hold off, but I think ultimately if it wasn't yesterday, it would have been kind of early in the new year. And I think also from emerging market standards, it wasn't a massive one. If you look at Brazil have hiked up to 3% this year. You've seen 75 basis points out of Russia. So relative to other emerging markets, it wasn't a massive move, but I think it's also a function of sentiment as well. I think we are under a bit of pressure from a kind of GDP perspective and a growth perspective and a consumer perspective. So yeah, I personally was hoping they'd kind of hold off, but I think we are unfortunately in a bit of a hiking cycle. I don't think it's going to be a massively steep one, but I think it is a function of the time. So I think very tough for them to make the call, which is why economists were split before, which is why the vote itself was split 3-2 So yeah, I think tough all around, I guess.
Very difficult to call, but even a 25 basis point hike, what we're kind of hinting at there is it's going to increase borrowing costs. Consumers already under pressure, but Pepco perhaps using that to their advantage with their offering, and shoppers really looking for value when they do part with their hard-earned cash, and we can see that in Pepco's numbers, which were out today, more than doubling their headline profit and saying that they've actually gained market share. Mike, what did you make of the numbers when you had a look at them?
The guys are well positioned. I mean, for the fact that their sales, you know, 93% thereof, those are cash sales. And you look at the LSM that they're saving, you know, and as you said, you know, the guys continue to entrench their position as a discount and a value retailer, and the LSM that they're saving, definitely, they will continue to be okay. I mean, for the guys themselves to open over 270 new stores within the period, it shows you that, you know what, the balance sheet is not just healthy, but the guys are confident that when things should start to recover, and I think maybe with recovery, people have high expectation. Recovery doesn't have to happen in 2 months or 3 months, but ultimately, it will happen. Just like hiking interest rates, it doesn't have to happen over a month or two, but ultimately, it has to happen. So the process here is Pepco, I think, though they have the big shareholder, which has issues, Steinhoff, but I think they did well from their numbers.
So they did well, and Martin, if we take a look a little bit further out, you know, over the next year, they have said that they're going to open 300 new stores. From a strategy perspective, you feel that's an aggressive plan, an acceptable plan. What are you making of the growth that they're trying to capitalize on, given the market that they're operating in?
So, I mean, they are in the value segment of the market, which has done very, very well. And I think you never know how the plan's going to come together until it actually kind of hits the runway. And I think we need to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they've produced the numbers. They've put the runs on the board. I think you have to give management the benefit of the doubt that they're going to execute well on the strategy that they've done, so, or that they're going to kind of roll out. So I think it's a great story. Again, they've performed very, very well in a tough kind of space that we've had in the last year and a half. So I think it's a well-run business. I think they'll benefit. And I think this growth strategy of theirs will work quite nicely. Would I be buying it now? I think it's maybe looking a little expensive relative to history. So I think I'd still be sitting on the sidelines. I mean, the share's up kind of about 80% for the year so far. But again, management team have done well. So I think let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so waiting to see what comes through there. So while we have Pepco on the one hand, perhaps making the best of this current operating environment, Massmart on the other really struggling today. Their workers going on strike, and that obviously compounding problems that they've had with the civil unrest, with the impact of COVID, particularly on their liquor sales. So that causing a whole lot of balance sheet difficulties for them. Mike, if you look at Massmart, what are you making of it all and all that they have to deal with right now?
And I'm not sure that the difference here, you know, is 180 rand or so, because the union, I think, is looking for 500 and the guys are prepared to offer them 320. And I think not just with Massmart, but I think with most companies or sectors, you know, employers and employees should stop seeing themselves as us and them. They should be working together. What is it that we can do to save the company, because it's for the benefit of both of them? We know that the company has been having troubles. They've been selling some of their shops, you know, the likes of ShopRite will be buying into those shops, but the very same thing applies to the workers themselves. They're coming from hardship of COVID, not getting increases. Some of their family members probably have lost jobs as well, so that affects them as well. So it's only fair to ask for some form of an increase, but I think maybe sanity will prevail very soon, as we've seen in the steel industry, when guys went on strike, then after they ended up coming to a conclusion and reaching an agreement, because it's not good, not just for them as employers and employees, but also for us as consumers. And I'm worried when Massmart says they've got plans in place, they've got some experienced contract workers to come in, you know, stuff like that. They've got a potential, you know, to cause some serious violence, because here I am, I'm trying to get the company to give me what I want, and then they're calling you as a contract worker to come in. So I don't think it's the right strategy. Hopefully over the weekend, let them have some few beers. After having those beers, probably on Monday, they can start talking sense.
Well, let's hope they get that all sorted, because there is Black Friday coming up and they need that boost to their balance sheet. But speaking of troubles, and similarly to Massmart, we had Tiger Brands also weighed down by the civil unrest. They also impacted by the COVID-19. And they've also had strike action to contend with. They're opening their books today. We saw that profit numbers impacted by that. But the CEO is saying that the firm has done well in controlling costs. Martin, what do you make of that? Do you agree with him?
So, I mean, I think the results were okay, relatively well guided. So no major surprises, but I think the narrative was relatively mixed. It was okay. I think the big kind of kicker potentially for Tiger Brands is the self-help story, like you mentioned, costs being maintained and this margin expansion. I think people are looking for margins to kind of head back to the mid-teen space. Normalized margins at the moment are probably around 9.5% for them. So still some way to go. Whether or not that can materialize, I'm not sure. I didn't see anything in the numbers or the kind of commentary today that would make me think I need to rush out and buy it. So I think okay. I think I still need to see some things, the kind of earnings kind of on the board. But for now, yeah, happy to sit on the sidelines with this one.
Okay, so you're sitting on the sidelines for Pepkor and you're sitting on the sidelines for Tiger Brands. What are you picking tonight?
My share pick, I think, would be AVI. You would have seen an article on Bloomberg today talking about a potential takeover of the business. Shares come up quite nicely, around about $88 today. So I think if the takeover does happen, I think this could be 100+ share. So yeah, ABI, even if it doesn't happen, I think it's still a very, very well run business. Management team are absolutely solid, but I think you can get a nice kind of 10% to 15% to 20% kicker from here if that goes ahead.
Okay, so Martin, you're going to take a look at ABI and see if there's some opportunity for you to pick up some stock there. Makwe, what are you picking tonight?
Martin is out of order. AVI is my stock. But anyway, I'll go with food retailers. You know, for the fact that we expected that things might not be working out very soon when it comes to the economy and consumers. But South Africans, more than 50% of them spend more than 50% of their money on food. So I'll stick to the likes of ShopRite.
Okay, so both of you, consensus on AVI. Makwe, you're going to also take a look at ShopRite. Gents, thanks so much for your time this evening. Let's leave it there.
Thank you.
That was Makwe Masilela from Makwe Fund Managers and Martin Smith from Anchor Capital.